This is a SIVA podcast, a series which is part of the exhibition Institution Building. Institution Building displays and questions the diverse elements of a museum, from the most visible parts, such as the exhibition, to the often unseen or hidden components, such as archive, administration, maintenance. The exhibition will grow week by week, with an institutional element added sequentially, presenting the institution as a cadavre exquis, an ever-changing organism constantly de- and reconstructing its raison d'être.
Welcome, everyone, dear listeners. We have the great pleasure to have Vera Sacchetti here, a curator and critic, half of Thorin Legion, a curatorial initiative for systemic change. Her work manifests itself in exhibitions and biennials, like Add to the Cake at the Arts and Crafts Museum Dresden, and A School of Schools at the Istanbul Design Biennial. But what strikes me most is that Vera is a natural mediator, a moderator, a programmer, and a host. And one great example of her work was Towards a New Avant-Garde, an event series at the Venice Architecture Biennial a few years ago. But what I would like to talk about with Vera is her recent, pressing, maybe even urgent contribution to how architecture should, could, and hopefully will look like. It's called Archipelago, Architectures for the Multiverse. So I give Vera a quick applause.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. I am doing great. I'm doing great. It's the middle of the weekend, so that's always a good time, I think. Yeah. How are you?
It was an intense week. And then you arrive on a Sunday and you look back at everything that happened. And maybe it's a perfect day for reflection and to think about all these different formats that we always talk about. And obviously, I invited you to talk about a very specific format that you have developed. And I wonder, Vera, how did Archipelago Architectures for the Multiverse started?
It's very interesting because it's been a multi-year process. So basically what happened was that two architecture schools in Geneva decided to come together. They are under the umbrella of the main Geneva Applied Arts schools. And it's the HEPIA, which is a school that is focused on engineering, landscape, and architecture. And the HED, which is mostly focused on design. But it also has a department of interior architecture. So these two schools, they had together three departments related to architecture, architectural disciplines at different scales, from the landscape to the interior. And they wanted to sort of come together and try to reflect on how they have been teaching these disciplines, how these disciplines should be taught, how they could better sort of work together, the two schools, the three departments, and how could we kind of reflect on the present moment and sort of look towards the future and towards what we can be doing across scales in these disciplines. So this kind of reflection is very interesting to me because having co-curated a biennial on design education, it is very clear to me that any kind of change that happens in the practice has to reflect itself in education. And in fact, education is a starting point for those kinds of changes to become sort of systemic. And therefore, I thought it was very interesting, very generous that these two schools had, in fact, allocated time and a budget to do something to reflect on these on this moment. And this was the end of 2019 when I started thinking about this with them. And then, you know, 2020 comes and we all know what happens in early 2020. And that was actually a super interesting thing because, you know, we were thinking of doing a conventional conference. So we were thinking of bringing it into public space, doing it in the center of Geneva City and so on. But with the pandemic, we really had to change gears and change plans. And that was extremely difficult, but at the same time, it was also extremely fruitful because it allowed us to plan for different platforms, different kinds of audiences, and different kinds of engagement within the school, with the city, and sort of internationally as well. And so what we ended up doing is we set up a three-day program in May 2021. And it happened in Geneva within a space that we used as a gigantic studio where we did a live stream over the course of 3 days. And it happened outside that studio in a program that we developed within the city itself. But I have to tell you that the work was not just the work of curating a conference and workshop program, but it was really the work of getting these three departments from the two schools involved from the beginning. So from 2019, I was involved in several courses that took place in the schools that aimed to define the visual communication of this event. So with the bachelors of communication design at HED and the professor Mitch Pohn, we developed the visual identity of this conference and all the program around Archipelago. Mm-hmm. With the students of landscape architecture and interior architecture, we developed the project for what became the scenography of the event. And this also implied a lot of willingness and manpower from professors and assistants, the department heads, of course. It was just really incredible amount of people that came together to make this come true, right? So because I should say that
you always say it takes a village, no?
It takes a village. And in this case, it was really a village with a lot of people. I mean, if you go to the credits section of our website, you will see all the students that participated in the project since 2019. It's incredible. I mean, it's really a lot of people. And they were, of course, instrumental in shaping this. So what I think is very interesting is that this was an event that was not done by me, but it was an event that was done by 200 people, because everything that somebody put into it somehow reflected in the final outcome. So I should say that there were several layers to this, but I'll try to be sort of methodical in explaining each and every one of them. So we knew we wanted to do an international platform of conversations because we wanted to gather intelligence from everywhere, sort of bring it into the school, reflect upon it, and sort of then decide what to do, right? So this meant that with pandemic travel restrictions, we had to plan for a hybrid event. We had to plan for something that was happening physically, but also was happening digitally. And this was kind of a massive challenge that we had, but especially because we did not want to do a Zoom conference. We were at a moment where, you know, 1 year and a couple of months after the onset of the pandemic, everybody's doing these Zoom meetings all over the world. And that would not be something that would be memorable or interesting for us. So we really tried to push the design of the scenography by creating a really a stage for these kinds of discussions where people that could not be there in person could be present via virtual avatars that were kind of in the same importance and size as the people that were present in the room. Mm-hmm. And I should say a word about the materials that we used, because we were thinking about ideas of sustainability, of legacy, of what remains. It didn't make sense to us to design a set that lasts for 3 days and then we trash it at the end of the 3 days. So we worked with suppliers from around the area of Geneva, namely quarries and stone suppliers and wood suppliers, to sort of lend us the materials. So we use basic kind of elements of construction, stone, wood, gravel. And with these, we generated sort of stages and different sets within our gigantic filming space. And then after the conference, we just returned them. So we basically rented them out for a few days. And then we tried to talk about issues that are fundamentally important in architectural discourse right now, you know, from issues of...
Maybe we can take it down quickly just for understanding, because these broadcasting various platforms is always a discussion that every program in every institution has these days. But maybe just to phrase it correctly, that people understand that you had this kind of physical element in this space, but B, You had a website, it still is up, you know, that is called Archipelago Architectures, that everyone could view the program and follow the program. But you also had workshops in the city, so there was such a lot of physical engagement, so, you know, hands-on involvement of the people that are in Geneva to activate that. Mm-hmm. But you also had a Telegram group for people to exchange with each other. How did it work out? Was it fruitful?
I mean, I think that I had several people come up to me afterwards saying thank you for things such as a Telegram group, because while the conference was live streaming, we would use the Telegram group to sort of gather questions, but also to paste all the kind of references that were being made during the discussion, like if it was like bibliographical references or events or exhibitions that were being talked about or people that were being talked about. And we really tried to share that in a kind of a meta way. You know, so if you're watching and you look in your phone, you can have like kind of a commentary on what's being said that is leading you to other links on the internet or pointing you to other books that maybe you should be interested in reading and so on. But of course, the stream was just one thing that was interesting for the people that was not able to come to Geneva mostly, but also, you know, it's something that you can kind of watch as part of the school and maybe be interested in these kinds of discussions. But as you said, we also had a workshop program that took place during the same days, and we had the workshop leaders then come at some point during the broadcast and sort of explain what they were doing. And this workshop program came about in two different ways. One, we did an open call to students worldwide. What do you think is missing in a conference of architecture, in an event of this kind? What do you think is missing in a pedagogical experiment? What do you think you would like to see in such a platform? And we selected five projects from all over the world. So we had students from Harvard GSD, we had students from Design Academy Eindhoven, we had students from Toronto that either were able to be presently in Geneva or online. They led workshops at the same time that we were doing during the same days, not the whole time, but during the same time we were having the broadcast. And we also had a partnership with two Geneva-based projects. One, which is called Le Mans Connections, which is basically concerned about the territory around Lake Geneva and how architects and other spatial practitioners can interact with this territory in a more sustainable way. And the second one was, of course, the SEA Geneva, so the Society of Engineers and Architects in Geneva. And so that was interesting because we tried to have local partnerships, we tried to have international people coming in to give workshops. And then finally, of course, the pedagogical component, that we had courses that went on for 2.5 years that were just concerned about archipelago.
I think it's important because a discussion that you and I have very often is that there are no format. The format for everyone doesn't exist. So you have to really think in program about how you address different peoples and different also abilities. Some people text, some people like looking
totally
and following, some people participate, you know, so it's between the passive and the active. But let's maybe talk about, you know, because the conference was 3 days and you had three different themes, and maybe we can start with the first one, day one, do we need to build? And maybe you could address one of your personal highlights.
I mean, I think that the first day for me was a huge, I was immensely happy with how it all came together. It was, of course, the showing this to a larger audience for the first time. And we had a wonderful panel discussion with all the members of our advisory board who also sort of stuck with us from 2019 to 2021. And they all came, some of them came to Geneva, others participated virtually, and they all discussed what is it that should be the priorities for our disciplines today. And also what I really enjoyed is that we started then talking about landscape architecture, architecture and interior architecture from that day on as three disciplinary areas that have overlaps, but also fundamentally that have the same importance. So that we don't continue to tell the story of architecture with a capital A, as in it's superior to the other disciplines, but in fact that these three need to coexist together somehow. So that was for me a highlight of day one. We had incredible people like Catherine Innes, Sipaki Anjiama, Marino Otero, Lev Bratyshenko, Anton Belov, Mateusz Szelik. I mean, they all gave such interesting feedback, and it was incredible to see them sort of come together and talk about all of this. It was great. So that's my highlight of day one. And that sort of set up the topics for the other 2 days.
Okay, let's jump to day two, understories, word reminds, hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, so the idea there was really to try to look at the present state of our disciplines and what we are excluding and including when we think about practice and pedagogy, right? So we talked about areas of intervention. We talked about things that are hidden in plain sight, such as the systems that enable these disciplines to exist, such as capitalism, imperialism, other extractivist systems. We talked about issues of canon and history, whose histories are getting told and whose histories are not getting told. So we talked, of course, about race, about minorities, and then we talked about the planet. We talked about sort of zoomed out into this kind of planetary concerns and how all of these things are kind of interlinked. And if we want to change anything, we really have to sort of attack from all sides at the same time.
Zoom out at the bigger picture, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe day three, interdependencies, new disciplinary.
Interdisciplinary narratives. Basically, what we tried to do is then we zoomed out quite big in the end of day two, and with day three, we tried to zoom back in. So we tried to sort of, you know, not be afraid by or daunted by the immense work that needs to be done, but really to try and look at practical examples of things that are happening right now that are already being done. So we had speakers from all over the world telling us about incredible initiatives that they're working on. And we talked about issues of working together, new modes of collaboration as architectural practitioners. We talked about putting care sort of in the forefront and sort of using that as a disciplinary priority and not really necessarily sort of the modernist canon of what an architect should be. And we really tried to sort of tie it all together with a roundtable that invited students from each department of that school, plus the moderators that were moderating all the sessions during those 3 days, to sort of reflect on very specific action points that we could take from there and apply them in pedagogy. Because we should not forget that this was done by two schools, so we really should come out of this with kind of actionable recommendations or a set of action points that we can follow and continue working on. And I've gotten some feedback from people that watched it within the schools that they were very excited to see those topics being talked about in their schools. And they were very much making themselves available to continue the discussion at a practical level and at a more structural level within their schools. And I think that is really the next step. I mean, you can't do a conference and then not do it. It's like checking the box. Okay, I already talked about these difficult topics. I'm never going to need to talk about them again. I think now the real work begins when this program of 3 days ends, you know.
You're actually saying something that is really important to me, because we actually had a conference about activism. It was in a form of summit yesterday at SIVA. And I really liked that at the end of the conference, actually someone, an architect, who, you know, actually said that we're wasting too much energy to talk about what it means to be an architect instead of talking about the architecture and the impact of it itself, which was very good.
No, totally.
Following your conference, I didn't feel it was really talking about one singular person, but it was really talking about the multiverse. And that is, in a way, the importance and the urgency that we have to face today.
I think it's also important to be open to complexity and to just acknowledge that if you want to make any kind of transformation, it's not going to be easy job. It's not going to be something that you can just do like that and never forget and never have to worry about it again. I mean, it is constant work. It's work that you do every single day when you get up in the morning. It's work that continues for the rest of your life. But the moment that you see these structural issues, you cannot unsee them. So what is it that you're going to do? You know, you're just going to stay behind, not do anything, or you're going to try and change something? I think for me, it's rather the second option. And with Archipelago, I think the work continues, basically, and it continues within the schools.
Maybe I have two final questions and two final interests. on one hand, are there any plans of the continuation of Archipelago?
Right now, we are starting the conversation with very pragmatically. We are doing a publication to sort of capture all that happened in those 3 days and sort of use it as a guide or as a reader. And then within each department, I think change is coming in incremental amounts, but definitely. I mean, also the world is changing, so I feel like not do anything and sort of keep everything as it was is not an option anymore. So yeah, but I think it needs a lot of courage to have those conversations and to do structural change at a deep level or a deeper level. It also takes a lot of time, I think.
It also takes stepping away from your own privilege.
Exactly.
In many cases. But Dara, in terms of the context of this conversation, institution building, the exhibition that takes place at SIVA, what is your definition of institution building today? It's not about the ultimate one final sentence, but maybe an important thing to say it loud to an audience.
I think one should step back and listen and welcome feedback from all sides before you actually decide what you want to build. In our blog, in the Archipelago blog, you will see an article that was an interview with that Lev Bratyshenko did to Charlotte Malter-Barth, which really reflects on this idea of needing to build anything. You know, like, do we really need to build? Which is also the question that started the debate around Archipelago the first day of the broadcast. What do we need to build? And do we really need to add anything to the world? So I think I would say that maybe before institution building, maybe we should just institution listen and then decide if we still need to build or not.
Vera Sacchetti, that's a very important contribution to this institution building exercise that we're doing. Thank you so much for your time. And
thank you.
See you, work with you, and talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Have a nice Sunday.
You too.
You've been listening to a SIVA podcast.